Welcome to the Emmaus Bible Hour. This is a program for you and your family. A time to open the Bible and see what God has to say to us through His Word. Revival was sweeping through Princeton University some years ago. Aaron Burr went to the president of the university and said, "Mr. President, I have made up my mind to consider the claims of Christ." "Now, Mr. President, what would you do?" The old president of the university gave him this advice. "Burr, if I were you, I would wait until the excitement of the revival has subsided, and then I would think it out carefully." Aaron Burr bowed his head a moment and said, "Mr. President, that is exactly what I will do." And it's stated as a fact that never again in his life did Aaron Burr express a desire to be a Christian. All of us face decisions in life. The greatest is the matter of what we will do with the claims of Christ. In our studies in the book of Acts, in a few moments, we'll see a king faced with this decision. Yes, we're continuing our studies through the book of Acts. We have only one more broadcast after this one on Acts. So if you've been putting off writing to us, be sure to get our address at the close of the program, and then immediately after the program, mail us a card or letter. We're ready to look at Acts 25. Felix was such a bad governor that finally he was forced out of office by the Roman government. When Festus came to take his place, he found Paul still in prison. He, like Felix, was one who tried to please the Jews. But when they again made a plot to kill Paul, Festus refused to send Paul to Jerusalem. Rather, he told the Jews to come to Caesarea and there bring their charges against Paul in court. This they did, accusing Paul of many things, all of them untrue. At last, Festus asked Paul if he would agree to go to Jerusalem again for a trial. Paul refused. As a Roman citizen, he had the right to ask that his case be heard in Rome itself by Caesar. When Paul saw that he would never get a fair trial there in the land of the Jews, he felt compelled to appeal to Caesar. A little later, King Agrippa came with Bernice to visit Caesarea and to greet the new governor, Festus. Festus told Agrippa about Paul. He reviewed how the Jews had accused him so bitterly and how Paul had appealed to Caesar. King Agrippa had heard a great deal about Paul and was rather curious to know more about him. So they agreed to call him and hear his story the next day. King Agrippa had another name, Herod. He was the son of King Herod, who killed James with a sword. His great-grandfather had tried to kill the Lord Jesus in Bethlehem, near the time of his birth. His father's uncle, also called Herod, had mocked the Lord Jesus at the time of his death. So Paul probably realized that he could not expect much righteous judgment from such a man. It may seem strange to us that these wicked men should sit in judgment on a true servant of the Most High God. For the present, God has left the control of these things in the hands of sinful men. But a time is coming, and it may be very soon, when the Lord will take charge, and all unfairness and sin will be revealed and judged. At this time, the Lord Jesus offers to be your Savior. Don't wait until it's too late, and He is your judge. Something to think about as we pause for some music. You are listening to the Emmaus Bible Hour. We're studying together the closing chapters of the book of Acts. In our study material, we're on lesson 11 and page 2 of that lesson. By the way, we'd like to send you information on this correspondence course. So be sure to copy down our address at the close of the program and write to us. The Apostle Paul is about to appear before King Agrippa. This is really the fifth time that Paul has appeared before people and spoken in his own defense. More than 2 years have gone by since he was first nearly killed by the mob of fanatics in Jerusalem. When the time came, King Agrippa entered with Bernice with great pomp and show, along with the important men of the city. Finally, Paul was brought in and introduced by Festus. What a contrast between Paul and his judge. Agrippa, a man gripped by sin, living with Bernice, who was not his wife. Paul, a man who had had his own struggle with sin and cried out, "O wretched man that I am!" But in Christ he found forgiveness, and even great freedom, though a prisoner. Someone has described this scene of Paul and Agrippa in this way: an enslaved king and an enthroned prisoner. Paul, when given the opportunity, did so courteously and, as always, witnessed for the Lord Jesus. Here in Acts 26, we find the third time in this book that Paul tells the story of his conversion. Do you share with others the story of how you trusted the Lord Jesus as personal Savior? Ask the Lord to guide you in finding such an opportunity. As Paul spoke, Festus thought that Paul was going out of his mind. Agrippa said to Paul, this is Acts 26:28, "In a short time you will persuade me to become a Christian." Paul answers in Acts 26:29, "I would to God that whether in a short or long time, not only you, also all who hear me this day might become as I am, except for these chains." The king, Bernice, and Festus left at this point. We have no indication that the king ever was persuaded to trust Christ. Here is a man who may have been near to making a decision. In fact, he did make a decision. He chose the wrong way. Remember the story of Aaron Burr at the beginning of the program. We're reminded in a verse in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3, "How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation?" That's Hebrews 2, 3. The answer to that question is simple. There is no escape. Moving on to chapter 27, the journey to Rome. King Agrippa indicated that Paul should go to Rome since he had appealed to Caesar. Paul was turned over to the centurion, who was named Julius, who was responsible to take him all the way to Rome. Luke, the beloved physician, and another Christian named Aristarchus went along also. The small sailing vessels used in those days were not very safe. The sailors had to keep near to the coastline as much as possible. First, the ship stopped at Sidon, and the centurion kindly let Paul go ashore and meet some of his friends there. Then they passed by Cyprus, a large island where Paul and Barnabas had preached on their first missionary journey. They put into shore again and changed ships, this time reaching the island of Crete. After the rough treatment Paul had received from the Jews, it's good to see a Roman officer treating him with kindness. So God looks after his people, never leaving his love for them. Let's read Acts 27, verse 3. "And the next day we put in at Sidon, and Julius treated Paul with consideration and allowed him to go to his friends and receive care." It was Acts 27, 3. The words "receive care" are felt by some to refer to medical care. Dr. Luke was right there, and it may mean that Paul required some special care at this time. It is often a marvel to us as we see the Lord having the right person at the right place at the right time. Certainly, God's timing is always right. Never ahead, never behind time. Another interesting person here is the centurion. A centurion was a Roman army officer who commanded 100 men. There are a number mentioned in the New Testament. You'll recall the centurion of Capernaum was a great man of faith. The Lord Jesus said of him, "Truly I say to you, I have not found such great faith with anyone in Israel." And then there was the centurion at the crucifixion who said, "Truly this man was the Son of God." And earlier in this book of Acts, we studied about Cornelius, the centurion. Thus, these military men that cross the pages of the New Testament seem to be men of fairness and integrity, and sometimes men of faith. Time to close our books. Next time, we'll be looking at the great storm at sea. We'd like to remind you before we leave that we have Bible study notes on the book of Acts. This is in the form of a correspondence course. In fact, these broadcasts are based on some of these notes. If you are interested, write to the address that will be given in a few moments. Also, write to us if you have Bible questions. You have been listening to the Emmaus Bible Hour.